from New York to New Orleans. You're tuned in to 10 Minutes with Minister LL3 Podcast. Cast. Your number one Christian podcast. Cast.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. This is Minister LL3, and you're tuned into 10 Minutes with Minister Leonard Lucas III. We have a powerful podcast that we're going to be talking to you about today, and we're going to be talking into Let Your Light Shine. I'm going to say that again. The topic of discussion today is Let Your Light Shine. How many know that God has graced you? He has given you all the attributes, the talents, and abilities to be able to succeed. You know, sometimes we may go through a trial or a test, or we may go through, you know, a lot of different things in our life where we begin to forget about the goodness that God has given us. And we should also know that because we were called of God and we were representatives of God, we were vessels of His kingdom, that we have to be able to display our light to others, letting people know that it's okay. You may be going through a situation in your life, but it's not the end of the world. You know, sometimes we may go through certain circumstances or situations in our life where we feel like, you know what, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. I don't know how I'm going to move from point A to point B. You know, this situation in my life has got me at a standstill. You know, it's burdening me from growth. It's burdening me from, you know, being good and having fulfilled relationships with others. It's stopping. There's a barrier there. I can't know how to love my husband unless this situation is fixed. I don't know how to, you know, love my kids unless this situation. So this burden on this barrier is blocking me from my physical growth, my emotional growth, my spiritual growth. And I want to let you understand something on today. I want you to understand, and I want you to recognize that you were called, that God had given you a purpose, God had given you a plan and a destiny. And sometimes we may go through things that we don't know what is happening in our lives. Sometimes we begin to question God and say, you know what, God, why am I going through this situation? Why did you pick me to go through such a drastic situation in my life? You know, being a servant of you, connecting with you, having relationship with you. Why would you give this to me? I never wanted this to happen to me. But sometimes things happen in your life just so that you can teach another generation. And we teach that a lot on this podcast and at our church about some situations you may go through is to teach a different generation, to let them know, you know what, that you can be an overcomer. That God has blessed you, God has anointed you, and that God has anointed you, appointed you, and lifted you up to move into a new realm in Him. Sometimes these things happen in our life, you know, these drastic situations, these, you know, situations that we never think happen to us. It can be, you know, drug abuse, it could be physical abuse, it could be emotional abuse, all these different things, but sometimes God may be using us as a leader to reach those who are hurting. For as those who are the drug addicted, those who are the sexual abused, those who are all these, you know, different categories of people that we probably could never reach them if we didn't have to go through those things ourselves. And so sometimes out of our pain and out of our hurt, we become a tool or a catalyst to reach people who are going through the same thing and to draw them in and to let them know that they can be saved, that God does love them, that God does hear their prayers, God does know their heart and know their mind and know who they are, and He has a relationship with them, and He wants them move into a new level in Him and to know that He is reachable. And so we got to understand that, you know, God is reachable. Every time you pray, every time you connect with Him, even if you just say, you know, Father God, thank you for the day. Father God, you know, I just want to let you know I love you and I appreciate you. Or even if you're in the midst of, you know, prayer, speaking to Him every night or whenever you're in your prayer time, how many know that God does hear you and He hears all your prayers? He hears everything that you're saying. He hears all the things that you're speaking. And He knows who you are. Say that with me. God knows who I am. And so what you have to understand is that God has called you. This is your season. It's time to rise up. You know, a lot of times, you know, no matter what denomination you are, no matter what church you go to, you may be Catholic, Baptist, full gospel, non-denominational, you know, any other different, you know, denominations and things like that. But you got to understand that God has never called you just to sit down. That was not the purpose of the church. He called you to be a leader. And so that's what God wants us to understand. As we become perfected in our faith and we move into a maturity of the faith, then he calls us to be a leader. And so that's what God is working on you in that area, not to just sit down, but to be a blessing. And when I talk about being a leader, I'm talking about, you know, charitable work can qualify you to be a leader. You know, having a Bible workshop at your house, doing things like that is very necessary to moving the body of Christ into a new level of spiritual growth. And so those things are necessary. A lot of people think church is just going, to a building on Sunday and Wednesday and a pastor gives a good sermon and things like that. But no, the church is far greater than that. It's the communion and fellowship, being interlinked with your brother and beginning to know them, and you beginning to comfort each other inside your faith. And that's why the church is very important. I know a lot of people that I talk to have been hurt by the church because they show, they display the religious part of the church, and then they do not display God's governmental order. And one of God's laws and his principles is to display love and compassion. And I think that's one of the things that the church has to get back to, is displaying love, not judging people based on appearance, not judging people based on their past. Because how many know that we all had a past, that we all fall short? We all fell short from God. We all sinned and we did things that, you know, God didn't like, but he still called us. He still loves us. His grace is still upon us. Just like David. David was a powerful man of God. He was the beloved of God, but he had a problem. Of course, we know what his problem was, that he liked women, and he sometimes lived promiscuous. He had multiple wives. He took Bathsheba from one of his trusted battlemen in the army, Uriah, and things like that, which was very horrible. But God still loved him. His grace was still upon him, and his anointing still was upon David, even though he did such a horrible act. And God's grace is upon us. Now, that does not give us the right to go sin and every time that we do something. But I want you to understand that God's grace still abounds in your life. Because what I want you to understand, in your sin, there's a consequence for your sin, and there's a payment for the sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. And so what we have to understand, it also, when you begin to sin, it begins to move you from the spiritual consciousness of God. And so moving to your fleshly nature instead of connecting with God, having a relationship with God, and moving to the spiritual wholeness of what God wants to operate in your life. And so that's why it's very important that we don't let that spirit of sin come into our lives, because it separates us from the consciousness of the Father, God, our Creator. So we just want you to know, understand, on this Monday, let your light shine. You are very powerful. God has done some amazing things. God is doing a lot of things in your life. So let your light shine. Begin to demonstrate your light every day, because God has a powerful, powerful season for you. God has given you the tools and the attributes and all these great things to go and be successful. And no matter what you may be going through, you know, it may be at your job, or it may be at school, college, or wherever, God says, let your light shine. And let your light shine means to have the joy, which is not an emotion. It's a law. It's a principle. No matter what anybody does to you, I still have the joy inside of me that God has placed inside of me. I still have the peace inside of me that God has placed inside of me. So go every day, no matter where you be going, and have joy, have peace throughout it all, that God is going to work it out on your situation. We thank you for joining our podcast on today. Join us again tomorrow, January 9th, 2017, where we have another powerful topic for you. God bless you. We love you. Hey, and remember this. You are always empowered by God. I'm telling you, God is going to do some amazing things in your life. He's going to work out some situations that you never thought. And this season, this 2018, this is a season of not only restoration, but this is a season of rejuvenation, where God is going to fully impact your life like you've never seen before. God bless you. We love you. And we'll see you on tomorrow. Welcome.